You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Members of the Hmong community are speaking out against a Trump administration plan to deport certain Hmong residents. It would apply to those who are non-citizens and have committed crimes or have standing deportation orders against them. According to Asian American advocacy groups, about 4,500 people could be affected. The news surfaced a few days ago after a Minnesota congresswoman wrote a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Representative Betty McCollum called the plan, quote, unconscionable and said that it's, quote, a direct attack on my constituents and their family members. According to U.S. Census data, there are about 300,000 Hmong people in the country, including roughly 49,000 in Wisconsin. Yi Lang Zhang is director of the Hmong American Center in Wausau. He also serves on the boards of the Village of Weston and Marathon County and was recently appointed to the League of Wisconsin Municipalities State Board. Yi, welcome to Central Time.
No problem. I appreciate this opportunity to be here.
Well, what is your reaction to the Trump administration's stated goal of deporting certain Hmong residents?
Well, you know, my reaction is that I was surprised. Well, I shouldn't say surprised, but I was surprised at how quickly it's coming. You know, obviously me being a huge advocate for the Hmong community and also working with individuals of all background in the Hmong community here. You know, my biggest goal is to make sure that their voices are being represented or being heard as well, and their concerns are being heard. You know, especially in my variety of roles and capacity that I serve in, the Hmong community or members of the Hmong community here are individuals who are oftentimes do not voice their concerns or their opinion often, and me being blessed with the ability to speak on their behalf, you know, that's what I'm intending to do.
And given that, since this news broke, what are you hearing from members of the Hmong community that you work with?
You know, I know that from my understanding, the State Department's working with the Laotian government to deport individuals who has a green card or has committed some sort of felony back to the home country of Laos. You know, this has definitely set a ripple effect all across the Hmong community members here. You know, although despite the fact that many of the Hmong individuals has become United States citizens, there are still quite a significant amount of individuals that are still currently under green card, even young folks these days that are in their 30s, and you know they are afraid, they're worried about being deported back to a country that they have known nothing about. But as a matter of fact, you know, many of the Hmong elders as well are saying, you know, let's hear from the state department, let's hear them voice their, you know, kind of explain to this, and hopefully they would clear up any misconception or any misinformation. And that's what they want to hear. They want to hear what exactly is happening. And right now they're hearing that they are at risk of being deported. I know that back when General Ling Pao, who was a very distinguished individual in the Hmong community, passed away in 2011, many Hmong individuals were terrified that the United States government was going to start deporting them back because their leader was no longer here to speak on their behalf. And I remember many young folks sending messages back to President Obama when he was doing a YouTube Q&A or town hall, and they were asking questions, will the Hmong people be deported back to Laos? And now that it's becoming a reality, and those individuals are terrified about what's happening. And I know when General Ling Pao passed away, there was multiple dozens of elders who said, now that General Ling Pao passed away, they're going to deport these individuals back to Laos. And this is something that scares them.
One possible story I've heard for people who might be deported could go like this. Someone who was brought over as a child, as a refugee, was maybe convicted of a crime in their teenage years, has been in the United States for another 10 years, 20 years after that, has a job, is settled down, rehabilitated from whatever the crime was. That might be the sort of person subject to deportation. Is that your understanding?
That is 100% correct. We as a community failed these individuals. When they first moved here, they were facing racism. Their families were working day and night trying to put food on the table, trying to pay for bills. And then these individuals, in order for them to, you know, protect themselves, they participate in gangs or were involved with bad influence and may have committed felonies or crimes. And they've now served their time. They've moved on from there, and they've now become contributing members of this community. But because of the fact that they've been denied, you know, the fact that they've committed some sort of felony, some of them has been denied, you know, the ability to become apply for citizenship, or either make the process a lot more difficult. And because of this, it makes makes it a lot more difficult for these individuals to attain that citizenship. And those are the individuals that are at risk of being deported back.
What kind of life would someone in that situation be facing if these negotiations with the nation of Laos go through and they're deported to that country?
Well, these the most important portion is that these individuals in the Hmong community here, they have a strong emphasis on family, family and their clan system. If they were deported back, that they would know nothing. You know, many of these individuals know, some of them don't speak Hmong anymore either. So if they were deported to Laos, they would be starting over exactly like what their parents did when the parents came here, where they spoke no English, but in this case, they would be speaking barely any Hmong, no Laotian, and having to start a whole life over. But at the same time, they're being ripped apart from their families, you know, their wife and kids, or their spouse, their family members, and being, in a sense here, being ripped away from the very life that they've known. And you might as well just sentence them to life in prison. This is just something that's remarkable that I'm surprised to see even happening.
We're talking to Yi Lang Zhang, director of the Hmong American Center in Wausau, about efforts by the State Department to deport probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000 to 5,000 Hmong and Laotian residents currently of the United States to Laos. Yi, for people not familiar with the story of Hmong refugees' arrival in the United States, can you talk about the American involvement in Vietnam and what led many Hmong to settle here in the Midwest?
Sure, and I would gladly do so. You know, back in the early 1960s and 1970s here, the United States fought during the Vietnam War, but because of treaties and agreements that were made, the United States were not allowed to go into the due to agreements. But the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which was a trail that was north of Vietnam, were able to transport resources down to south to do their to the Viet Congs or their armies. That trail went through the country of Laos, and in order for the United States to combat this, they contracted or in a sense recruited an army of individuals of ethnic minority. Majority of them were Laotians and Hmong individuals, some as young as 12 years old, who were then in a sense there fight on the behalf of the United States to defend United States principles, values, and to defend the United States agenda in Southeast Asia there. And they were tasked with three very important goals. One was to obviously disrupt transportation of supplies from along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Two was to protect radio communication towers. And three was saved American pilots that were shot down. There was a story I've worked with Hmong community members, and their statistics have shown that the statistics that were said by the Hmong Center of Minnesota, that it took approximately about 30 Hmong lives to save one Hmong pilot. And by the end of the war, it was estimated that about 25% of the entire Hmong men and boys population died fighting during the war, and that was not including the civilian casualties. That did not include the lives lost during the Hmong diaspora or the Hmong's journey from Laos to Thailand to escaping persecution. That at that time there was about 300,000 Hmong people that lived in Laos. That's about approximately the size population of the Hmong community in the United States here today, and those individuals died there. And when they went to Laos, and to be very frank, the United States government tried to, in a sense here, hide that effort. That's why at one point that army was known as the Secret Army of Laos, and they were trying in a sense to hide it. But if it wasn't for the churches and these individuals in the United States here in a sense exposing it, the Hmong community would, and a sponsor in the Hmong community or members of the Hmong community and bringing them to the United States here, that story would have never been known. And because of that, the Hmong people were able to come here, become a member of the community, and become contributing members of this community. The Hmong community in the last 45 years here has made more progress than has ever did in the last 200 years. And now they've become contributing members. They've contributed they've become just as Americanized as any other American.
Yi, what's your message for the Trump administration and the State Department as they continue to work on apparently negotiations with Laos to deport Hmong residents to there?
I think what I would say is that I want them to come out and clarify any misconception, if there's any. That's the first of all. And second, is obviously remember that these individuals, you know, they have family members here as well. And we need to look at trying to create into contributing members, not just shipping them off somewhere else and getting, and in a sense here, letting them be someone else's problem. In a sense here, we need to remember that these individuals are Americans. And they came here not because of their own free will, but because they had to in order to escape persecution or even death.
Yi, thanks for joining us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yi Lang Zhang is director of the Hmong American Center in Wausau. We talked to him about the Trump administration's proposal to deport certain Hmong residents to Laos. The move would apply to non-citizens who have committed crimes or have deportation orders against them.